Hey there, ladies and gents, it's James from We Do Tech, and we're here with Dee Dangel from the Guitar Hero series. So we're going to ask him a couple of questions today about the release that came out today. It's out in the shops today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very exciting, actually. Before I came here, I had to walk into HMV and have a little look. It's really cool, man.
We saw it in game on the way in here, a bit of a chunky box as well.
Yeah,
so just in reference to the actual controller itself, I'm personally left-handed. Just to get clarification on that, is there something that you can detach or anything
definitely.
Like that?
You can actually split the two main components of the deck and flip them around, so you can play lefty flip. There's literally just a lock on the underside of the actual turntable. You just unlock it, split it, spin it around, blam, playing left flip.
And in terms of the game's difficulty itself, we were obviously looking in the press room in regards to what it looks like now. For those that are not really familiar with these styles of games, would you say that the difficulties are set nicely this year, rather than sometimes if easy is way too easy and medium to hard is a bit?
Personally, yes, definitely. We've had so many different ideas about how we were going to approach the different difficulty levels for the game. We first off started making different mixes for each difficulty. That it quite kind of didn't really work out. So we basically looked at the idea of just using one mix and developing five different levels of difficulty and basically taking an average of each. So, you know, you've got the average of a beginner for each specific mix. The thing is, because each mix is quite unique in terms of, you know, the actual gameplay in it, the tempo, you know, the actual styles of tracks as well. You know, each kind of difficulty does vary when it goes, you know, from one mix to the other. But the idea was just to get the average kind of difficulty per level in each mix. And I think we've actually hit quite a cool kind of like caliber of difficulty, definitely.
And for those that aren't particularly au fait with sort of the DJ scene and stuff like that, in terms of sort of mainstream tracks in the game, what can we expect from well-known artists?
Oh man, we were so lucky to get near enough everything that we wanted to put into game. I mean, you know, near enough every single person on the song list, you know, is a AAA artist. So, like, you know, you've got Jay-Z, you've got Eminem, you've got the Beastie Boys, you've got Blondie, you've got Nerd, you've got who else? You've got, I always do this. I always actually forget. There's so many people involved. Who else you got? There's loads. I mean, go online, www.djhero.com, and you can check it out there. But near enough, every single person on there is a world-renowned, you know, artist. So, you know, the appeal, hopefully, whether, you know, the idea was to make a globally appealing game, you know, containing music which will appeal to everyone, and we were lucky enough to achieve that.
And in terms of those big name artists, did you personally get to meet any of them yourself and work alongside them?
Unfortunately not, but we were lucky enough to collaborate really closely with all of the celebrity DJs involved. You know, like, you know, so Grandmaster Flash, Jazzy Jeff, DJ Z Trip, DJ Shadow, DJ AM, you know, God rest his soul, DJ Yoda, Scratch Perverts. A lot of them were, you know, constantly coming into the studio, you know, and really got involved in the whole process of the game, in the whole process of the making of the game, and that was really, really cool. I mean, I was lucky enough to sit down with Jazzy Jeff and do, you know, work on his mix with him. And it was just so nice to see their genuine enthusiasm and excitement about the game because, well, the way I see it, these guys have spent near enough 20 years, 25 years of their life, you know, kind of mastering their art and their craft. And finally to see it being turned into something which is going to be, you know, kind of globally available and kind of accessible to everyone. It's kind of like, you know, them getting their dues in a sense, you know, like the DJ culture in general getting their dues. So, yeah, you know, the collaboration was great. You know, the end product, the end result was great. And the enthusiasm from everyone involved and the support was just phenomenal. It really was.
In terms of the actual game itself, can you actually see people perhaps taking on board this title, in enjoying it, and maybe perhaps looking the path of doing, you know, taking DJing on in real life?
Yeah, we get asked that quite a lot. I'd like to think so. I mean, you know, it's like I was saying before, we didn't want to make a DJ simulation game, so we didn't want to make a game which teaches people how to DJ. We wanted to make a game which, you know, is basically a brand new way to interact and socialise with music and basically introduce the basic principles of DJ, you know, the basic feel of being a DJ and the basic kind of connectivity between you and the music. And if a person likes that, you know, and that's what you get in the game, basically, you know. We took, like, the basic fundamentals of DJing and turntablism and, you know, create this game using those. And if the person likes what they feel and hear and see, then I reckon, you know, I reckon they'll get a taste for DJing. I think that the great thing about the game is that we've got rid of all of the kind of, like, quite intimidating elements and aspects of DJing, in a sense, because, I mean,